This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Hennett here on What's On Your Mind. Glad to have you aboard. We're live at Drone Focus 2018 today. It's a two-day event kicking off today. North Dakota, we talk about this on occasion, but North Dakota has become a real leader in the unmanned aerial system space called UAS, sometimes referred to as drones, and also the autonomous space. In fact, the University of North Dakota has a whole department, an entire department that does research on autonomous vehicles. We're actually going to talk with the executive director for the UND Research Institute for Autonomous Systems today on the program. This is the first. We're going to have Senator Hoeven, Congressman Kramer, Governor Burgum together on the program. And we're going to talk with them a little bit about Drone Focus 2018 and specifically what North Dakota can do because, trust me, everything talked about here at Drone Focus 2018 is things that other states want to be ahead of, want to be part of, want to own the space, want to be the most, drone-friendly, if you will, space, or, you know, the leader in autonomous vehicles. A lot of people looking to do that, so how does North Dakota stay ahead of the curve? We'll find out. And then also Congressman Kevin Kramer's talk radio town hall will continue after that, so we'll keep him and keep chatting about all of that today on the program. So in the meantime, just tell me what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. I didn't forget. I just decided to say it nice and slow for you. 800-228-0550. Todd, you thought I forgot for a second there, didn't you?
I just thought you were doing your Paul Harvey imitation. That's all.
He was about to ask me if I was taking Ambien. And I couldn't remember
Did you see my post this morning? I've got a prize for the person who can name the date and time in which Roseanne appears in The View.
You think so?
Oh, it'll happen sooner or later for shock value. You got to figure that.
You know, well, we can talk a little bit about Roseanne today if you want. 258-0550 is the local number. 800-228-0550. First of all, when you heard her line about Ambien being the reason, your first thing came into your mind was what?
Sure. Convenient.
You're saying that a little sarcastically, Todd.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it couldn't happen. I've actually tried that before, and I quickly had to get off of it because then I got a crisis call and had to come into the station, and there's nothing like trying to drive through town on Ambien. So I quickly 86'd that idea.
I have a friend who used Ambien and stopped using it because he would get up in the middle of the night and do really crazy stuff, like, you know, bake cookies and then forget he baked cookies or, you know what I mean, and leave the oven on or, you know, just bizarre stuff that you
do. Yeah, you don't want to do dangerous things. It's fine if you could do some productive things. Baking cookies isn't so bad, but leaving the oven on isn't a good thing.
Well, yeah, but plus this person would never bake cookies, right? So it was a little bit odd.
Never say never.
Yeah, exactly right.
Wow.
So, you know, I guess what I'm getting at is that, you know, I've known firsthand of people who've had weird experiences on Ambien. So,
the bigger question for me, it sounds too convenient to me, but maybe.
The bigger question for me on the whole Roseanne Barr episode is, you know, while it's understandable ABC did what they did based on what she said. I guess that's
absolutely.
It's ABC, first of all, and they're not going to be too forgiving on such a thing. But what I find rather interesting is that the same standard is not applied elsewhere.
Agreed.
Yeah, and this is what bugs me. So anyway, there's that. Now, if you'd like to talk about Ambien or Roseanne Barr, that's fine. I'm not going to talk much more about it, but you're welcome to talk about anything you want.
You know, I put listeners to sleep.
Yeah, Ambien. You want to do that. Yeah, I get it. Here's something else. This is in Politico today, The Huddle, which is kind of a big Washington political, you know, newsletter chatter, okay, political. Let me read you the story. Heidi Heitkamp is probably feeling good about her reelection prospects. Despite the president winning, by the way, I should tell you, they're very left-leaning, as is most of the fake news media. So don't panic when you read that comment, because they're clearly not looking at any polls. But anyway, Heidi Heitkamp probably feeling good about her reelection prospects, despite the president winning the state by 36 points over Hillary Clinton in 2016. As the election year kicks into high gear, Republicans have grown increasingly frustrated with Trump's ongoing flirtation with the freshman senator. This was reported by Alex Isenstead and Burgess. Heitkamp, I think they're political people. Heitkamp was the only Democrat in attendance last week when the president signed a bank deregulation bill. The freshman senator's ties to the president include a Trump Tower meeting about a cabinet position, a ride on Air Force One, and an invitation to join him on stage in North Dakota. All of the above gives Heitkamp fodder to portray herself as a presidential ally. It's a very key word in that statement. All of the above gives Heitkamp, quote, fodder to portray herself as a presidential ally. They're right. What's the key word in that, Todd?
You know, there were some people that were too thrilled about having seen Heidi Heitkamp on stage with Trump, or on the same, you know, camera shot with Trump to begin with, talking about people on the left. So
That
poses an interesting dilemma for her people.
At a time when they had just rolled out, remember, the tax cut bill, and they had the illusion they'd get somebody, I think a trip on stage was worth it to have her prove the fact that she was willing to be helpful to get some legislation passed.
Sure.
And
oh,
honestly,
absolutely.
If Heidi Heitkamp had voted for that, if she had actually voted for that, and mind you, it passed by 4 or 5 votes, so she wasn't even having to really throw her party under the bus, so to speak. She was just saying, hey, politically, this would help me. She'd have a better argument right now. She has not voted for one thing when her vote was needed. Let me repeat that, and please, anybody that brings this up to you, this is the very key point on this. She has not voted for one thing when her vote was needed. And, in fact, she voted against a rollback of Obama-era regulations on oil and gas in the flaring bill. She was the deciding vote on that. So she could have made a difference and put that in the favor of saying, hey, we've got these regulations, let's go, but no. So this is why I don't think this narrative is necessarily true. Now, there is something going on at the White House. That's clear. I get the invite on stage. I do. I get even the Oval Office meeting, because clearly the president said, look, if she's not a candidate, then we don't have to worry about defeating an incumbent senator. That's an automatic pickup. So. But he was talking about some low-level post, and she wanted some highfalutin post. She didn't get it. So they said, see you later, bye. Right? So none of that surprises me. What else was on that list? Invite on stage. Oh, Air Force One. That was the same as the invite, right? It was the Air Force One trip out to Bismarck for the Mandan Refinery visit, there. So those were sort of one and the same thing. Anyway, I go on. I'll continue here, okay? Portray, by the way, is the word that I think says everything you need to know there. Portray. Fodder to portray herself as a presidential ally. Anyway, the political story goes on to say, but Trump's relationship with Heitkamp has been a blow to Congressman Kevin Cramer, whom the president persuaded to challenge Heitkamp this fall. Trump aggressively recruited Cramer to give up his House seat to take on Heitkamp, and his actions since have left some of Cramer's closest allies feeling snubbed. They note that while Trump has savaged Democratic incumbents and visited a growing list of states to pump up Republican Senate hopefuls, he's yet to make a campaign appearance with Cramer, nor has the attack dog-in-chief attacked Heitkamp. I'll put this whole story up, because I just read you an excerpt of it on Facebook, so you can read more of it. I wouldn't mind your take on it. This smacks to me of a little bit of typical Washington, D.C. bedwetting that isn't, as big a problem as it suggests. I do think you have a individual in the White House. His name happens to be Mark Short. He happens to be the legislative director. That's who organized the signing ceremony last week. That's who defied direct orders from folks in the White House to say that Heidi Heitkamp shouldn't be there, that had her there. So he clearly is playing a little bit of footsie with her and sees, in my mind, Mark Short, should remember who his boss is. So I'd be a little careful if I was old Mark Short there. I would be a little bit careful. Interestingly enough, we've asked for Mark Schroeder a few times on the show and not gotten him. Might that be because he didn't want to have to answer any of these questions? I don't know. I find that a little bit interesting. But we'll ask again. But this is something to watch for. Here's the deal. I think people are smarter than all this. I think voters are smarter than all this. I don't think, you know, acting like a third grader to elbow your way to the front of the room in a signing ceremony so a picture looks good, or, you know, saying you voted with the president half the time when the votes didn't matter and your vote wasn't needed, are the kind of thing where North Dakotans go, oh, maybe she really is for Trump. Maybe she really is for Trump. Yeah. Yeah, she's Heidi's for Trump. Yeah. Is she for, wait a minute. She's a liberal. She can't be for Trump. But she says she's for Trump. Her ads say she's for Trump. You know, I mean, really? North Dakotans are smarter than that, aren't they? You tell me. 258-0550 is our local telephone number. You can text us, too. Give me those numbers when we come back. And what's on your mind?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning, Scott. This is Tom up in Lake of the Woods, enjoying your show as I do every morning. I just wanted to weigh in on the Roseanne controversy. I have no argument that she should have been fired. Obviously, she's kind of a fool, to be honest with you. But I just want to make the point that she's about as conservative as Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. So you're going to hear a lot of people try to stick her on the conservative side now that she's in big trouble, but she's certainly not a conservative based on her past history. And she ran for president as a member of the Green Party. So, like I said, she's way out there in the far left. So just would like the listeners to be aware of that. All right, thanks for listening to me, and have a great show as always.
Appreciate the call and the loyalty and listening. Thanks a ton. That means a bunch to us. Appreciate your calls, questions, comments. You can text us as well. Todd takes those texts at 226-8503. I get those at 367-2054. And again, you can call us at 258-0550, the local number, 24/7 toll-free number to leave your comments anytime. Whenever, you know, if you're taking an Ambien, wake up in the middle of the night, some crazy thought, boom, you call us, 855-200-1776. Toll free right there. Brought to you in part today by our friends of the North Dakota Safety Council and Workforce Safety and Insurance. We regularly on this program update you on what's happening on the safety front to keep you up to speed. Now, there's a self-protection and predator awareness class coming up on Monday, June 11th. I've taken this class. You know why I took the class? I took the class because I wanted to make sure that I could share with my wife and daughters, a daughter at college, a daughter in high school, and my wife. And my wife does home health care, so she's out and about everywhere, right? Different places. And I wanted to be able to tell them a few things. It was fascinating. I absolutely said everybody should go to this. And there's another course coming up. This is the one I was telling you about. On Monday, June 11th, self-protection and predator awareness, okay? And they do this in two sections. It's a two-hour classroom portion, and I thought this is kind of long, so like 5:30, 9:30 is the time, Monday night. But I'm telling you, it didn't seem long, number one, and number two, I didn't want it to end. You know, you're doing hands-on and everything else. But they do a classroom portion, so you get all the knowledge to recognize, avoid, and handle stalkers and predators. And you learn tips for keeping children and other family members safe as well. Then, hands-on, where all the different techniques, and you're actually trying them, you know, so you get really good at them. And the instructors will come over and say, try this and do this, and do this, and this, and, you know, really, that helps you learn a lot. Escape tactics that are simple can be easily used by people of any size or strength. You know, tell you what, this is great. This is really, really, really good. The course is taught by a former Highway Patrol trooper with more than 20 years' experience. It's appropriate for anyone 13 years and older. So I saw moms and daughters, dads and daughters, dads and sons, moms and sons. You wear comfortable, loose-fit clothing, and a great deal. If you're a member of the North Dakota Safety Council, it's $50. If you're a non-member, it's $55. Group rate, if you register six or more people, do this as a group. Maybe some folks at the office, $40 per person to go as well. So this is the way to go, ndsc.org. That's the website, ndsc.org. And they have 150 different course offerings, but that one is really good. And there is just a few spots remaining on that, so you need to get signed up pronto for the June 11th course, Monday, June 11th, 5:30, 9:30 Bismarck, right there on the campus of the North Dakota Safety Council. So I wanted you to know about that. I've been to that training, so you need to know what it's all about, right? Please. I don't have a name on line two there. We'll go to the nameless caller. What's on your mind?
Yeah, is that me?
That's you.
Okay. Well, you made a comment that you hope voters are smarter and they can see right through the lies in Heidi's campaign. I got to tell you, I work with some people, one guy in particular. He absolutely still believes that Heidi is all for the state of North Dakota, and everything she does is he believes the commercials, and it's amazing. No matter how much you tell some people the truth and the fact, they are going to believe it. I mean, he firmly believes that Trump is the crookedest president that ever lived based on what he hears on CNN. And it scares me because no matter what you do, no matter what you say, some people just, you cannot get through to them about the truth. They want to believe what's broadcast over the airwaves. And it's sad.
So if you have a conversation to say, hey, let's talk about this a minute. You know,
yep.
Tell me, give me an example or a vote or, you know, some sort of effort that she did for North Dakota, and you say, well, that didn't happen, or she's just saying that. I mean, can you have a conversation with the person?
It always turns around to, oh, they all do it, they're all crooked, and she's the best of the better, best of the two evils. I brought up when she was labor commissioner, right, how she totally destroyed North Dakota workman's comp, because I got raked over pretty bad back then because she changed a lot of policies, and I brought that out, and he goes, well, that doesn't matter, it would have been changed anyways, somebody else would have done it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're talking about somebody that no matter what you say to them is going to continue to believe what they believe.
When I brought up the tax cut on Trump, I never saw any different in my paycheck. And I go, well, I did, so you must have. No, there's nothing there. And he only did that so he could line his pocket.
Well, you should ask him if he, you know, did his taxes for 2017, because most accountants told you, okay, here's what it is this year, here's what it'll be next year. I can't.
Yeah,
so our family was $3,400.
Mine was 36. I brought it in and I showed it to him, and he goes, well, my wife did mine and she didn't see any difference. And I'm going, well, she had to have. There's no way you couldn't.
She went shopping with it.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, and he firmly believes that the rebate cut was just to so Trump could make more money on his business. And I did the rough math on what he spent on the election and what he ballpark should make for what he's valued at, you know, based on, you know, what your return on investment should be, just ballpark. And I'm going, he'll never make that money back.
I think you've run into somebody who is belligerent and suffers from a little Trump derangement syndrome based on what he said about the president, and I'm not sure you can do. I mean, I applaud you for doing it, and I do the same thing you're doing. I just keep killing him with kindness and giving him some facts. Phil in Devil's Lake, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I think that the thing about Heidi Heitkamp is that Trump is a little smarter than what you think, because he is getting her to sort of endorse him. And the people that voted for Heidi Heitkamp voted for her because she is against Trump. And she is trying to get people to believe that she is for Trump, then her old supporters will vote against her for that.
Yeah, and I think the vast majority of people who pay attention, and there's a lot of them out there, North Dakotans are smart about this, are going to see through all that, Phil. Interesting points. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. More from Drone Focus 2018 after this timeout.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Two reports on the U.S. economy leading the news. As the Commerce Department says, the nation's economy grew at an annualized rate of 2.2% in the first 3 months of the year. That report on GDP matching experts' projections. Meanwhile, the government jobs report won't be released until Friday, but the figure in today's ADP private payrolls report is that 178,000 private sector jobs were created this month, but that's about 9,000 short of economists' predictions. The body of a missing Maryland National Guardsman swept away by floodwaters in Ellicott City on Sunday has been found. Edison Herman was helping this woman, Kate Bowman, look for her cat when he disappeared in the water. Now Bowman says,
I would never try to endanger somebody's life. Never.
She was speaking on NBC, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Friends, it's time for Wednesday Wheels, one of my favorite parts of the week when I get to tell you about a great new set of wheels that we give you a very special discount on from Pucklich, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Valley City. Your chance to hear about, take a look at, one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains, two stores, Bismarck and Valley City. This week, featured vehicle is at the Valley City store. You ready? Brand new 2017 Buick Enclave Premium Edition. That's right, brand new. So it's loaded up with all the bells and whistles the Premier Edition has to offer. And listen to the special deal. Brand new, this vehicle costs you about $53,000. But it's on the lot right now today for $7,000 off that price, $46,401. Tell them you heard from Scott on What's On Your Mind, and you get that deal, $7,000 off. Hop online, check it out, PucklichValleyCity.com, or stop by the showroom, see it for yourself. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main in Valley City. Online at Pucklich.com, PucklichValleyCity.com, Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. A couple calls came in during the break. Go ahead and roll those, Todd Mitchell.
Scott, Roseanne would have said what she said about a conservative woman. She would have never been fired. Maybe praised for it or given an award?
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is, but basically North Dakota has finally gone the way of the rest of the country, lazy and apathetic, trying to do five things at once when they can't do two. I pass out chewing gum just to see if they can walk chew gum a lot of times, and that's sad because North Dakota used to be better than that, but they're not. They're just as lazy as everyone else.
Now, that's some fighting words right there, North Dakotans. I don't agree with that caller either. I don't agree with that caller. So I have to tell you there. Greg Tavine, look at him. He's got a microphone in hand. He hasn't stopped. Governor Burgum up there. John Hovind up there. Drone Focus 2018 underway, ladies and gentlemen. 2 days of events. A lot going on. And our next guest is the executive director for the UND Research Institute for Autonomous Systems. Mark Askelson is here. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
What is autonomous?
So that's actually a very challenging question. It depends on who you talk to. But basically think of some kind of system, some kind of machine that can do more than what you typically would think of, right? So if you think of commercial aviation, for instance, a lot of the systems in commercial aviation have the computer doing different functions because the computer is better and safer. Okay, so what you're trying to do is you're trying to develop a system that takes advantage of the human and what they do very, very well, and then take advantage of the machine, what they do very well. And Governor Burgum just gave a great example. Commercial aviation, this terrible incident where failure of an engine part ended up in the death of a passenger. It was the first death in commercial aviation in the United States in something like 7 years. But on the roads, a lot of people, we have a high tolerance for loss of life on the roads. That's where autonomous systems can come in and make a huge difference and make driving much safer and save lives.
Yet it scares us.
It scares us. It does scare us.
It is odd, and I have brought that up to people because,
yep.
To me, I instantly, when this first debate of autonomous, when I hear autonomous, I think driverless vehicle.
Sure.
That's what I think.
Sure.
And in my mind, what comes up is exactly what you said, autopilot.
Sure.
I'm thinking people that say, oh, I don't want to, I don't want, no way I want to trust a driverless vehicle. I'm like, have you ever flown? Because if you have, you're trusting a computer.
Right.
And you know, that's a lot.
Of
people.
Right. So, you know, a lot of systems, the best way to work them is to have some kind of combination of the human and the machine so that the machine does what it does very well, very repetitive, boring tasks. When you have a human responsible for very boring tasks over and over and over, they lose interest. In fact, many people will report if they've been driving for a long time, they don't really, they kind of went on autopilot. They don't really remember the details of the drive, right?
Where am I?
Yeah.
My wife will call between Bismarck and Fargo. Where are you at? I have no idea.
Right.
I'll tell you, wait till I get to the next exit and I'll tell you.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
You drive it so many times, it just becomes routine and you're not even paying attention.
It's routine and boring, right? Yeah. And you hear of a lot of accidents that occur a mile away from home. Okay, and what happened? You know, the person pulled out in front of traffic functionally, but they drove it. You know, they drive that every day, and that just becomes, you know, no big deal. And for some reason, their guard is down, and you have a terrible accident, right? And so, this is where autonomous systems can come in and sense that something bad is happening and step in and save that life, right? So you know, it does scare us. It should scare us. But the autonomous systems have a lot of potential to do a lot of great things for us. So, you know, we have to manage our. I think we have to do. What you have to do is you go after this in the right way, and you say, okay, what's our value system? Let's develop systems that are consistent with our morals and ethics and laws that help us, right? And be careful and intelligent in how you pursue this, so that you don't take, you know, inappropriate risks in trying to develop the technology, but develop it at a pace where we reap the benefits of it.
So let's talk about that pace right now. Where is it working well? Is Tesla an example where it works well?
Yeah. So, you know, I have not been as plugged in the automated vehicle arena as I'd like to be honest with you. That's a huge interest area for us. We do a lot of unmanned aircraft work. You know, this Tesla incident, my understanding is what happened was the system misclassified that person that was walking across the road. And so what happened was this individual was carrying a bike. And so you have it helps to understand how these systems are trained a little bit. You have the system and it's trained to recognize and pick out objects and say, wow, you know, what is that? What do I need to do? Well, if the person had been riding the bike, it knew exactly what that looked like. But the person was carrying a bike, and it confused the system. So without a doubt, you know, you have these autonomous systems. They can do amazing things. I'll give you an example, and one that may sound controversial, but the Takata airbags. Takata airbags have resulted in, and I don't know the exact number, something like 14 or 16 deaths. Every one of them is one too many. However, in that time period, they saved over 1,000, right? So we are very, very intolerant of autonomy failures, as we should be. But we got to remember that these systems are doing great things and saving lives. So in the Tesla example, again, my understanding of that system is a human is supposed to be at the wheel paying attention and overriding the autonomy if something isn't right. Okay? So in the Tesla example, the system did not properly recognize what that was and decided it was a bag, basically, because it couldn't figure out what it was. So that is a failure of the autonomy, and they have to improve that system. But it's also a human failure. That human is supposed to be overriding so that you don't put yourself in a bad situation like that.
Very interesting. The research you're doing now, give me a sense of where the autonomous space You see it in 5 and 10 and 15 years. Are drones delivering packages? I mean, what is,
yeah.
If we zoom ahead 15 years from now,
yeah.
After all this research, what does our daily lives look like?
Yes. Boy, that's a great question, right? So that's kind of the big question, you know, and I'm commonly asked this, like, how many years out is it going to be before we can do X? And it's an incredibly tough forecast. You know, you have some people on one side that say, oh, we're only a few years out. Other people say it's 10 years out. I think we are looking at some expanded package delivery capabilities in a stepwise fashion in the next 5 to 10 years. I really see that happening.
Explain that. Define that.
So we know the Amazons of the world are really going after this approach, right? And the reason that they're going after that is because once we can develop the systems to be safe enough, it's a great business model, right? So we know that commerce is changing, and we recognize that the Amazons of the world are changing the equation. This is causing a lot of difficulty for a lot of people. It's also, on the other side, creating a lot of opportunity. So, you know, some people say your future is going to be, gee whiz, we're low on milk. Push the button. Your unmanned aircraft goes to the grocery store and picks up milk for you. Okay? That's likely true. That's likely coming. Now, it may sound ridiculously lazy. I get that. But on the other hand, while that thing's going to get milk, you can go help grandma, right? So it's taking away some of those chores that you don't really enjoy so that you can do things that have more value to you.
How does it pay for the milk?
Oh yeah, you'll be paying through.
Like you order pizza.
You order pizza. Yeah. I'll be online and those kinds of things, right? And there's dangers there too, of course, right? Cybersecurity is huge here, but that kind of future is coming. Now, you know, how many years out? That's a great question. It's going to be stepwise. It's going to be it's safety driven. If you look at unmanned aircraft, it's safety driven, right? So, the reason we're not doing it today is the systems aren't quite there yet. We have to develop the system so that they're safe, so that they're not coming out of the sky and landing on people's heads, so that they do their job efficiently. But we're getting there. We're making huge steps, right? The IPP that was recently announced is really a big deal in this space. It's going to really enable a lot of innovation, I think, rapid innovation.
The IPP is...
Yeah, I'm sorry. So it's the Integration Pilot Program. So this is a program that was driven by the White House, actually, working with the Department of Transportation. There was a competition across the country, something, and I don't know the exact number, something like 300 to 500 applications were submitted. Those were whittled down to something like 150 because, you know, well, okay, we had these rules for the application, you didn't follow them or you don't qualify. So anyway, out of the 150, the North Dakota team was chosen. So 10 teams were chosen. We're one of the 10. And again, this is really an enabling thing. It brings the people who do the work, the research side of it, together with industry to speed up the pace of solving these problems. But you have to do it safely, right? And so we're very good at that.
I saw a 60 Minutes piece not long ago. You remember this, what I'm talking about? And it had all the drones up in the air, and then they learned basically where everybody else was.
Right.
And, the safety, it was pretty cool.
Right.
Because essentially they had artificial intelligence within the drone to know where the next person was and create their own radar and stayed safe. And no matter what, one would move or one would go with the flow. I forget what they were doing in the way of a mission, but it was out in the middle of a desert somewhere. And I think one fell from the sky out of hundreds of these things. So they're getting better.
They're getting better. They are. So, you know, you always have this balance between kind of rapid innovation and then ensuring safety, right? And so a lot of people... there's a lot of people that kind of get the rapid innovation side, and they come up with really cool ideas. I live in that space. That's kind of what I do in a way. But on the other hand, you have to understand the safety piece, and you have to understand that, that when bad things happen in aviation with the safety system we have in place, it's commonly because you have multiple things that went wrong that led to that accident. So that's how, you know, and that's what we expect as a society. We expect aviation to be very, very safe, and so we're doing the same thing here.
Fascinating, I envy what you get to do every day, work on these things, and it's going to be really interesting to see at what pace we see all this innovation roll out to the marketplace. Thanks so much for the time today. Keep up the good work, Mark.
Hey, thank you, Scott. Really appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Mark Askelson is Executive Director of the UND Research Institute for Autonomous Systems, joining us at Drone Focus 2018. More after this. Don't go away.
serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Two things about Roseanne. Trump said last night the best thing the left does is stick together, and the right needs to stop saying we're sorry. Even a moderate conservative can't be allowed to have any influence. That said, we're not sorry, Roseanne either. The Ambien line is a joke on the far right. The mainstream media will never be fair to conservatives. In the spirit of doubling down like Trump.
Doubling down. All right. I have a texter that says, I'm on Ambien, CR. Trust the fact it is a drug that can cause many issues. Memory, doing things you wouldn't normally do, saying things that are wacky, Not unusual. Just ask my wife. If Roseanne had said those comments about Alan West or J.C. Watt, she'd still have a show and the liberals would still love her. Leftists are the biggest hypocrites on the face of the earth, says another texter. Another says, remember when Bill Maher accused Donald Trump of being the son of an ape? No one fired him. I don't remember that, actually, but I don't watch Bill Maher. They go on to say equal treatment, right? Then they say Whoopi Goldberg, employed with The View on ABC, smiling, wearing a T-shirt with a gun to the head of our president. Has she been fired yet?
Yeah, no kidding. I saw that. I thought, really?
You did, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Terrible.
Texter says, in the event that Heidi would win, hopefully not, what would Kevin do? Two things here. One, it is May of 2018. We have, the real important months leading up to an election when folks, generally after Labor Day is when folks zoom in, start paying attention. Okay? So we're a ways away from that yet, number one. Number two, who would you rather be right now? If you had to pick, I want to be Heidi Heitkamp or I want to be Kevin Cramer, there's no question you'd want to be Kevin Cramer. By every account, Morning Consult or all the different polling entities are out there, her reelect numbers look terrible. The generic number, has completely flipped. I mean, this is not something. Politico is making a big deal out of one person in the White House cozying up to Heidi Heitkamp, naive enough to think he's actually going to get a vote that matters. All right, that's what people do. If you're in the legislative shop, you want everybody to love you and everybody ultimately to vote for you. And I think Heidi Heitkamp's very good at, despite not giving up a vote that matters, that she can court some potential, well, if you're nice to me, if you invite me to that, they do that. Don't forget, her chief of staff has made a living bullying reporters into what they can ask and not ask. They just kind of, throw their elbows around. So that's what they do. I don't worry about a lot of it, because I honestly believe the majority of North Dakotans are smart enough to sift through all that. Our voters, the people in this state that care, they would walk on broken glass to defend their state, their family, their country. They're smarter than that. They're not going to allow some ads to suggest, oh, she's more Trump than I thought because the ad says this or this person said that or whatever. It's a game. It's acting, as I think somebody here said earlier. She's a good actor. I don't think that would work. What would Kevin do? A million things. A million things. I wouldn't worry about any of that. I wouldn't. Not a bit of it. So, not to worry. Autonomous automobiles are one of the single stupidest ideas in human history, says this listener. And it will be forced upon us in the name of safety. As we keep handing over more of our liberty over for safety, we're rapidly on our way to becoming the fat people from Wall-E. I don't know what Wall-E is. Every aspect of our lives will be done for us, removing all dignity and purpose. You know, if you go back and look at the settlers to today, we have so many things that have improved the quality of life. People live longer because of medicine. People, have more protection. We're better protected from the elements. I mean, should we turn all that back to? I just think you're talking about human ingenuity. Doing this better all the time. So, I, Adam, I don't lay awake at night worrying about such things. So, somebody just sent us the political story that we've been talking about all morning. We've seen it, but thank you for sharing it. We do appreciate that very much. When I hear about the autonomous vehicles you were talking about a moment ago, I think of job loss and iRobots. All right. Yeah, I would imagine there'll be things that will be replaced, but how's that different? How's that different than anything in history as well? I mean, there will be some of that. There's no doubt about it, but there'll be change and evolution and ways to do different things. So, I don't know. I'm interested in it. I'm fascinated by all the research that's being done on it. I think it's pretty darn cool. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to chat with Senator John Hoeven, Governor Doug Burgum, and Congressman Kevin Cramer. We're going to put those three minds together and talk about all the amazing things that are going on right now here. And as you talk to people here, we talked to the fellow from Land O'Lakes Ag Tech Company, and he said, you know, of all the things going on everywhere, what I think is the most interesting and innovative here is your policymakers care. Your policymakers care. So isn't that pretty cool? So we're going to talk to some of those policymakers about what is happening coming up in just a little bit. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall will continue after that. But first segment, we're going to do these three guys together and just talk a little bit about where we're at and what's happening in the great state of North Dakota. From Drone Focus 2018, Fargo Civic Center, downtown Fargo. More after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.